Simen Tes Vav, we are up to base, Sifkat and base, Gadol. Gadol Hainu Shavu Lo Sholosh Esrei Shana V'nichnas L'shana L'shnas Yudalit, an adult. We have an adult, a person must be 13, Halacha L'maisa, 13 years and one day. 13 years and one day means your birthday. A person was born, let's say, on the third day of Nisan. That's when he was born. Technically speaking, he on the second day of Nisan is when he concludes 13. He concludes 12 years, and he's 13 years old. If a person is born, let's say, for example, on the third day of Nisan at 12 p.m. sharp. 12 p.m. on the third day of Nisan. So on the 11th day, on the 12 years later, on the second day of Nisan, at 11:59, that's the last moment of his 12th year. When it's 12 p.m., that's already the beginning of the 13th year. However, we require a person to be 13 years and one day. So when it's your birthday, that's not really your birthday. You're already gone a day in, that's the anniversary of when you were born. But you already have entered into the next year of your life, the day before, on the exact moment, the moment after you were born. Right, so we once discussed, there's all different opinions, halacha l'maaseh, when is a person really called bar mitzvah? There are many, many opinions. Halacha l'maaseh, u'machmir, we wait until the 13th year and one day. That's what it says over here. Gadol, what is an adult? Don't start making any cheshbonos of when exactly you're adult. The halacha requires, in order to be called an adult, is to be haynu sh'avru lo shlosh esrei shana v'nichnas l'shnas yudalit. And he has entered into the four. Now he doesn't really say 13 years in one day. I take that back. You see, he's being vague. The kitzur appears to be vague. You've entered into your 14th year. He's not halacha l'maaseh. We paskin, it's 13 years and one day. But shasat chak, there are heterim. You can even wait less than 13 years and one day. Even 13 years, the day before your bar mitzvah. Technically, you can also be considered to be a bar mitzvah, according to some opinions. This is a nice bar mitzvah pshetel. A lot of bar mitzvah boys give pshetelach on this. All the different opinions. There are three major opinions in halacha. Different customs. Like we're Ashkenazim, so by us, it's not even an issue. It's 13 years in one day. But you go among the Hasidim, among the Sfaradim, it's not so simple. They have different customs. They wait even 30. They wait 13 years and not one day. Okay, but here he's being a little bit vague. V'nichnas l'shnas yudalid. Now here he points out a very interesting halacha. V'semchal hachazaka d'mstam hevi beisaros. The truth is, most bar mitzvah boys are probably not really bar mitzvah, because to be bar mitzvah, it's not just a. It's not really a time. It's physical maturity. Physical maturity is pubic hairs. So has a boy who's 13 years in one day produced two siros, shtei siros? I don't know what the answer is. Speak to a doctor. Probably the answer is no. More likely not. Approximately that period of time, even halacha l'maaseh, let's say a doctor will tell us that he has made an examination and there are two siros. We in halacha do not know how to define shtei siros. What may be called two siros for a doctor may not be considered significant to be called shtei siros in halacha. So we really have no way of determining what is called shtei siros. So when it comes to mitzvah deraisa, we wait until a person is 18 years old. Or, and if he has facial hair, significant facial hair is an indication that the shtei siros are the real shtei siros. So that's why most rabbanim will not allow a bar mitzvah boy to read parshas zohar. Bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah parshas zohar. It's very common that the bar mitzvah boy will not learn the parsha zohar, he'll learn his bar mitzvah parsha, but not parshas kiseitse, because that's a din d'oraisa. And for din d'oraisa, you have to be at least 18 years old. You have to have facial hair. However, when it comes to everything else, which is when it comes to lead the minyan, all these other matters which only dinim d'rabbanan, we are samech on chazaka. The boy is 13 years in one day. That's good enough. He can lead. He can participate in the minyan. For all other dinim, it's good enough. There is one other shot when it comes to Kiddush Friday night. If a bar mitzvah boy wants to be moitzi someone for Kiddush, so Kiddush can be a deraisa, especially if the person that's listening did not daven Ma'ariv, did not make a bracha. So for that person, it may be a din deraisa. And the bar mitzvah boy is not mechuyev min haTorah, so it's not so simple. He can be yotzi others, their obligation, women, their obligation to be yotzi Kiddush Friday night. Some want to be lean and say that you don't have to make a bracha to be yotzi Kiddush. Even saying good Shabbos is a fulfillment deraisa of Kiddush, so then it's only the Rabbanan, and then the bar mitzvah boy can be moitzi. Not everyone agrees that saying good Shabbos is a kiyum deraisa of making Kiddush. Someone, you need to daven Ma'ariv, you need to, has to be a bracha, has to be a bit more formal, and then there will be a problem. But here he's saying when it comes to davening with tzibur, there's no big deal, it's fine. V'simal chazakim with the stomach heavy based cyrus. K'goin shenila b'rosh ha'chodesh nisan, for example, he gives the lesser person child born in b'rosh chodesh nisan, einu nasa gadol ad b'rosh chodesh nisan, t'hainu b'tchilas ha'layla shal b'rosh chodesh nisan l'yachad yud gimel shom nasa gadol. So indeed he is telling us alach l'maisa, the Kitzur is passing that you need 13, you need to enter into your 13 years and one day. You do not need to be 13 years and one day, may ace la ace. If a child was born on the 29th day of Adar at 12 p.m., you do not need to wait until the first day of Nisan, 12 p.m., to be 13 years and one day, may ace la ace. As long as you enter into the calendar day, that is good enough. Mish, now he gives an example, a very, very bizarre case, but that's the halacha. It just goes to show us, it's a great example of where you have a principle, halacha does not follow the world of reality. This is something which people have a very hard time dealing with in all areas of halacha. Halacha is its own world. It is not bound to follow the world of reality. Halacha starts, is rooted. Halacha is rooted. The shorish of halacha begins with reality, with science, with mitzis. There's no such thing as halacha as yesh me'ayin. Every halacha can be rooted in scientific fact. But once the halacha has been established, it branches out and takes on a life of its own, and at times the conclusion of halacha does not conform with scientific reality and physical reality. And here is a classic example of this principle. Always to remember this principle, because once you understand this principle, it's not a kasha when it comes to kashrus issues. It's not a question when it comes to issues.
Look at all the stuff we learned.
Erevin, and it's not a question when it comes to issues of medical science. Many, many very difficult questions in halacha, kashrus and medical issues. They don't follow reality, but they're rooted in reality. But people have a very difficult time grasping, but it can't be. How can you say such a thing when it's not true? That's the way halacha works. And here is the thing to always keep in mind. What's the classic example? The person was born in a year. Now first it goes to the basics. We'll get to the complicated case I want to bring out in a moment. But a person was born in a year. There's only one Adar. It's his bar mitzvah parsh, bar mitzvah year. It's a double Adar. So when is the bar mitzvah? Ein nasa gadol ad Adar sheni. Okay, so a boy born in the one year, there's a double Adar, so he has to wait until the second Adar. Avlam nila b'shonas muberes b'adar rishon. Person was born in a year when there's a double Adar, and now it's his bar mitzvah parsh. Nasa gadol gam kein b'adar rishon. If in the 13th year, I was such a situation. I was born in a double Adar. I was born Adar Rishon, and the year that I was Bar Mitzvah was also a double Adar. So my Bar Mitzvah was an Adar Rishon. So people are like, oh, Adar Rishon, what are you talking about? When were you born? Then you have to explain to them, I was born when it was Adar Rishon. There was two Adars, and it was Adar Rishon, because the other day they said, it's Shlok Halacha. So everything is always Adar Sheni. Yeah, it's Adar Sheni if you were born in a year Pshuta. But if you were born Adar Rishon, then you have an Adar Rishon. Oh, let's see.
Of
there's only one Adar. Nothing to talk about.
So that would be
it. You have to wait until the next year. you wait until a year comes around when you have an Adar Sheni. No, you don't say that. It's a good shot, Twilight Zone. You will never bar mitzvah because the 13th year, the month didn't exist.
Being born on February 29th.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I was 3 weeks younger than my cousin.
Yeah.
I was born in Adar Beis. he was born beginning of Adar Beis, and when we got Bar Mitzvah, right. There was
only he was first.
So I went. No, I went first.
You went first, even though exact. That's what we're coming to. That's what we're going to come to in one moment, right? Avlim noila b'shon muberetz b'yad rishon. That's a good about gamkin b'yad rishon. So, what do they do? People who are born on the 29th. What do they do? Someone who's born on February 29th in the leap year. So when do they celebrate their birthday?
24 years.
Yeah.
When do you buy a birthday present?
I think the
20th.
After your soul mark. That's very. I never thought about that. Okay, Adar. Okay, so you have another Adar. Same number, but that's interesting. You have have something with 30th. You're born in Mole and Chaser. Some of the months over it varies. Interesting question. Okay, Avlim no lad b'shana mubaris b'shana mubaris b'shana mubaris v'im k'shana lad ha'isa shana mubaris. If the year you were born was Muberes, Uchshenase Godol Hisharp Shuta, your example. Bein Shneilad Biada Rish, Mishal Biada Sheni, Nase Godol Biomze Biada Shalad. That's Pashat. V'nimsa, here's the case. Kilipa Amim, your example. Nar, a child. Shneilad Koidim Lechaderu, in the world of reality. He was born before. He was born. Yes, Acher Yoiser Lihios Godol. In halacha, you can use the one that's younger for a minion, and you can't use the one that's older. How could that be? Mechaver shalach, if you're going, shenoldu b'shanu muberes, they were both born in the year of the leap year, ze b'chof la'adar rishon, your example, exactly your example, the first child was born a year earlier, younger. He was born the 20th of Adar Rishon. V'zeh, the second child was born, you have even twins like this, you have sometimes twins that span the mother's labor, straddle 10 minutes between the two children and goes between the two different months. In the second Adar. So who's older? The younger one is Bar Mitzvah first on the 10th day, and the younger, the one that's really younger, the one that's really older, his Bar Mitzvah will be 10 days later. How could that be? How could that be? But in reality, who's Bar Mitzvah first? Who's older? That's an example. Halacha doesn't always follow reality. Here you have a mitzvah. How could it be that he's an immature? He has become an adult before me. I'm older.
I was born before.
It's a halachic loophole. Halacha recognizes legal loopholes. And there are many nafka minas la halacha. If this one can do this and this one can't do, all the different areas of halacha all depend on this principle. But it's not the world of reality. That's exactly the point. It's not the world of reality. That's the way it goes. All areas of kashrus today, sirchas. You have an animal. What's the reason why an animal has a sirch on a lung, has a scab on a lung? Is it a trefa? Because in the time of Chazal, an animal had a hole in the lung. It would not live more than 12 months. We know today that animals that have sirchos will live a regular, healthy life just like any other animal. Doesn't make a difference. So why is it that the halach is an animal that has a sirchus treif, has a hole along his treif? Because that's the way the mitzias was at the time when the Torah was given. Animals have matured, have developed, they have developed an immunity to having hole, to dying due to holes in lungs. It's been 2,000-3,000 years, it doesn't make a difference. They'll survive just as fine. Doesn't matter. The halacha was decided then. The halacha does not change, even though the mitzias has changed. Today, there's a very big shaila. They do medical procedures on animals. They inject them. They make holes in their stomach in order to release gas. So this has become a major issue in kashrus, that you're puncturing their stomach to release gas. It makes the animal into a trefa. Adarabah. Making this hole saves the life of the animal. So it goes against the whole nature of a treif. It doesn't matter. This is the mitzias. This is halacha. This is how it's been established. Even though today the mitzias is not like that, the halacha does not change. Gimel tshichim lizoher shalol limnoises anashim legilguloisam. You're not allowed to count people. This was a sin. David HaMelech counted. V'yom David el-got tsar li ma'ot kniplanom yad Hashem kiram v'yachim. David made a mistake and he counted. He took a census of Klal Yisrael. He counted Klal Yisrael. You're not allowed to count people. You give them an ayin hara. Klal Yisrael, by counting, you're coming to limit. You're limiting. Klal Yisrael is infinite. It's spiritual. Something that is spiritual is infinite. You're not allowed to limit Klal Yisrael. So how do you count if you have a minyan? You count by saying the pasuk Hashia Samecho. Tzrichim lizoher sheloy limnois es wanoshim ligulgulosim by their head. Later to determine him yesh minyan. Ki osur limnois es shel ligulgulosim is a severe avera. Afilu dvar mitzvah. Doch sevizim pasik v'yitshmer shol tzom v'yikudim l'shbetulom. When Sholi made a census, he counted them by giving out animals. And everyone gave a part of the animal and put it into some type of container. And they counted the kidneys of the animal. They knew how many kidneys they knew how many people there were.
Does this mean physical counting or mental?
So the poskim are lenient. If you count it in your mind, it's mutter. Many poskim mean the only prohibition is to actually say it b'peh. You got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But if you count it in your mind, you look around the room and you count in your mind, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's permitted. That's permitted. So we know how to say it. If you want to say it out, b'peh, v'noigim l'mnoisam be'amiras ha-pasik, ha-yishia es amecha, u'varich es nachalosecha, u're'im v'naseim at ha-olam. What else?
Under this umbrella, people ask you how many grandchildren you have. So people are very...
That's an Ayin Hara issue. That's not counting. It's not counting. Counting is when you count... It's Ayin Hara. No, the counting is worse. Counting is an Isser. It's a Halacha. It's not an Ayin Hara. It's a Halacha. It's a Pasuk. Counting is a Halachic issue. How many children and number of grandchildren, that's a Kabbalistic Inyan of Ayin Hara. It's not a Halachic prohibition. There's nothing technically wrong with telling a person how many children and grandchildren you have. So, the other thing that's given example is Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. Baruch Atah Hashem Lokeinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. My father told me this once. He once went to a place.
Yeah, but that has 10 words.
Learn something new every day. What?
You have to have bread. 10 words because it represents the two hands that you're picking up the bread with.
Okay. So Hamotzi Lechem, so that's another. Another time. It's a very big issue.
So
census.
Before I ask the question, why don't you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Aretz? May Aretz. It would be 9, and you would normally say it that way. Uh-huh. But they dafka have it 10, so you should have.
Yeah. This is an issue of census. Are you allowed to participate in the census of the United States government? So the answer is, of course, yes. It's done by Goyim. They're not counting you. They're counting. What about an Eretz Yisrael? Supposedly they have. I read an article. They claim Eretz Yisrael. They have the most accurate census in the world. All countries, the technique that is used to count the population is not so great. In Eretz Yisrael, they claim they have it down to a science. Their technique, the effort and the research and the effort that goes into counting is unique by counting Jews. So they deal with this. I don't know how they deal with it, but it's definitely discussed by the poskim and Eretz Yisrael, the ways that they do it. It's done indirectly, so it is mutter. Okay, next. Dal tshichim shi kol asar b'mokim echnu halach. Yeah, everyone has to be in the same location. Ashlich tzibi mohem. Im hayu miktasim b'cheder zem miktasim b'cheder achad. It's a very common problem. You have a shul, and the shul divided into different rooms, and some of them are in one room, some are in the women's section. Right? They're in the women's section, and you want to combine them for a minyan. So are they required to be in the same room? The answer is absolutely yes. Especially when it is a different machitza. When you're in a women's room, a women's section, you're in a different room altogether. You know, hold if it's there, there's nothing to talk about. You cannot combine the two together. They must be in the same room. Once you already have established a minyan of 10 people in one room, then if you're in another room, even if you cross the street, even if you're in anywhere, even if you're on the telephone, some people are lenient and say you can join that minyan. But you have to establish the Kedusha being in one room. The big shaila is, we're going to discuss right now, is where you are in two different technical rooms. There's a door, but the door is open. The door is open. You have a door frame. You have a door frame, and the door is open. And you have some people, you have 6 people here, and you have 4 people there, or even 5 and 5, whatever you have. Can you combine 2 people, 2 different groups? So the answer is the Be'er Halacha, he discussed this, he's very a little bit vague, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha says, technically, as long as you can see each other, b'dieved, it's good. It's not to be confused with a women's section, because a women's section is completely a different rishus. Even though you have a marin mechitza where you can see each other, mechitza only goes until 10 tzvachim, and you can see each other, it's not going to help you that you can see each other face to face because you're completely in a different rishus. You're separated by a wall. You should be. There's no such thing as making an Erev. Maybe there is for a machitza. I never heard. So you have to. It has to be mamish.
Standing on the bima, then, like we learned before.
Oh, it's a very big shaila.
Yes.
You're on a bima. You're on a different rishus. It's a very complicated issue. Yeah.
The shaila I've always wondered is if you have 10 people in a room.
Yeah.
There's another room, and even if the door open, are the people in the other room? If they're are they mechuyev in kedusha?
So the answer is it depends on what their intent. Not necessarily. If they already daven, it's very common. You're in a shul. There's a shul, a minion factory, and you daven 1 minion, and you finish davening, and you want to sit and learn. You want to learn for a few minutes before you go to work, and now they're saying kedusha, or they're davening. Are you mechuyev to answer? I mean, the answer is no. Once you've already davened, you're mechuyev, and you have kavod. I don't want to be part. As long as it's not in their face. You're in the back. You're on the side.
What if you're an oval?
You have no obligation. If you want, you already davened, and you want to daven another kedusha. You want to say another yeshiva member. If a person's an oval, wants another kaddish gezuntahed. If you want, you can. There's no harm, but you have no chiyuv. You have no chiyuv. And even if you're in the same room, as long and you want to learn, you don't want you can't every 2 minutes go and answer. There's a manufacturer every 2 minutes to go and answer. Kedusha kash by the kaisel. There's 25 minyanim going on. So when you walk, when you're walking home, you have to stop every kedusha. Absolutely not. You only if you want to, you can, because you're in that same room. Even if you're in a different room, even if you're outside the shul, you can answer kedusha kaddish. You can do whatever you want, but you have no obligation to do so if you have already fulfilled your obligation and you don't want to be part of that group. It's a little bit of an insult if you're sitting right in the center. You have 10 people and you're right in the center with your Gemara and they're all around you. That's already not proper. It's an insult to the people. But if you're in the corner of the shul, it is 100% fine for you to do your thing and they'll do their thing. But if you want to say another kedusha, you can say the kedusha even if you're outside in the street, as long as you can hear what they're saying.
No, here, stand up.
What? No, no. I think it shouldn't be an insult to the tzibur. If you're right in the center and there are 10 people, it's not derech eretz for you to sit there and they're saying and you're just sitting. You're doing. If you want to sit alone, you go to the corner, go to the back corner, and as long as you're not conspicuous, you're not mechuyev to stand up. You're not mechuyev to answer. I've done my thing. I'm learning. You do your thing. It's fine. Just don't stick it to their face right in front of them.
They're short of minion. They call you and it's number 10.
Yes, okay. No, you have to then participate. Absolutely. If you're part of the minion, you must participate. Even though you damned already.
So you have to.
Yes, you have to participate. Absolutely. Otherwise, it's not a kosher minion. It's not a kosher minion. Hey, there's a whole question. You don't have to. We're going to discuss that. You don't have to answer every single amen. But if you're part of. If you're there to make the minion, then you should participate. Absolutely. Then you're not allowed to sit alone with the open up a Gemara. You have to be more proactive.
this verse from Kriyashma last week, you said Kriyashma.
Yeah.
You should say.
Not necessarily. Same thing. You fulfill your obligation. If you have not fulfilled your obligations, then you have an obligation to be in the kindness of Kriyashma. And there's a minion. You have to be part of the minion. I already davened. I've done it already. Been there, done that. So then, why are you here? Because I want to learn. So you're not mechuyev to answer, to serve your learning. I daven, there's a time for daven, time for learning. So sit in the back corner, do whatever you want. You don't have to get up and down like a yo-yo every 2 minutes. No problem. What?
Okay, 2 examples. I daven mincha.
Yeah.
And they call me in.
For a minion.
You for the 10.
Yeah.
What is my proactivity?
To answer amen.
Just to answer
amen. And not to do anything else. Not to learn, to pay attention.
Don't you have to respond to Kedusha?
Yes.
Yes.
Answer amen. Say everything. Yeah. Aleinu you can say. There's no harm in saying Aleinu.
Same thing applies, let's say, to Mara.
Same thing.
Amen.
And to Aleinu. Participate in the minion. Yes. While you're there. And not to sit there and read a newspaper or to read a sefer. I'm not there. If your mind is not in it, if I'm sitting, oh, I need a minion, all right, I'll do you a favor. And you come in and you take a newspaper and you start reading the newspaper, even one of those pamphlets, those terminals, that's not what you're here for. You're here to make the minyan, to participate in the minyan. Now, here the issue is, this is a very important issue, we don't have a minyan. You don't have 10 people, and you're first coming to establish the minyan. So it says here, you must, lechatchila, have 10 people in the same room. If you have 5 people in one room, and 5 people, even 9 people, and one person on the other side of the mechitza, it's not a kosher minyan, period. Nothing to talk about. If it's not behind the mechitza, or they took down the mechitza, but let's say you have a door like this, right? Let's say you have a door over here, right? You have a room over there, and you have a door, and there's someone on the other side, there's a little room over here. If I cannot see the person behind the door, it's not part of the minyan, because he's in another room. He's in another room, even though the door is open. Even though I cannot see him, it's not good. But if I can see him, he's standing right there, right? I'm right here, I can see him, and 9 people, and I see him, he's in that room. Mishnah Berurah Ber Halacha, Bidi Eved, it's good. It's good. Lechatchila, it's no good. Lechatchila, you should bring them to the other side. And it's more common than you think, these type of shilas, of where you have a... What?
Office
minyanim, these cubicles and these office rooms, they're all very complicated, the structure, all different types of sections. You have to make 10 people. Once you got 10 people, that's it. Everyone else can hang out wherever they want, and they can do what they want. But you have to bring the Kedusha to one location and the 10 people in one room. If you can't fit everyone in one room comfortably, which happens, like even by a base oval, it's not so uncommon. You come to a small apartment, the Beis Avel, and they have all these little rooms, all these little sections, and you can't comfortably fit 10 people in one room, and you have 5 here and 4 there. As long as they can see each other clearly, it's okay. If they're around the bend, it's not so uncommon when you have some very strange shaped rooms where it's around the bend, you can't see each other. Not so simple. I used to daven, if you remember the Touro College is now, yeah. on the new one, the new building they built, they took over. That used to be Rabbi Miller's yeshiva. Right. Rabbi Miller had a yeshiva there for probably 25 years. And then slowly the yeshiva, he went to Bayswater, and then he went to Lakewood, and so on and so forth. They had a high school. The high school slowly closed down. So the last 2 years, Rabbi Frankel, they did renovations in their shul, and they took over the building for 2 years. Now, the minyan was a dwindling minyan. The Miller's minyan, the minyan basically was in the process of shutting down. So, but the minyan was still existed. So in the meantime, what did they do? They didn't want to give up the minyan. They gave Rabbi Frankel the main base medrash, and they did a construction. They opened it up and made it much larger. And the yeshiva minyan, which was a small minyan, about 15, 20 people, they took over 2 classrooms, or really 2 in the office. They knocked down the wall, and it was a very small room. It was a very art-shaped room. It was like an L. And it was an ongoing debate. There was like, if it was one room or 2 rooms. This was going on. They were there for 2 years. I used to daven there often. It was an ongoing debate. You can't fit in that whole thing together more than 25 people comfortably. And there was an ongoing debate if it was one room or 2 rooms. Now, to make matters more complicated, if it was 2 rooms, you could not see each other. It was such a strange shape, it was such a large L, that the people that were davening in one part of the room could not see the other people on the other side of them. So it was like real, real classic Shulchan Aruch case. So there was one person, most people there really didn't make any difference to them. As long as there are 10 people in the room, it's fine, no questions asked. But there was one person there that was always, he was obsessed. When he was there, he demanded that all 10 people come forward and be in that same one room. Because he held, there were 2 issues. He held that it was 2, I don't know, he held that it was 2 different rooms. And if, so what is 2 different rooms? The Be'er Halacha says if it's 2 different rooms, as long as you can see each other, you couldn't see each other. Mamish's case, because it was a bend. It was an L. You couldn't see each other. You can't see each other. And when you're in 2 years, there was, so to speak, a Tzuras HaPesach, because it used to be an office with a room, so they knocked down the wall, they combined it, but it's still, you can't see each other. Oh, you can't see each other? You mamish got what it says here. What? I'm not a rabbi, I'm not in my business. So I'm not over there.
So what was your opinion?
I was from the group that didn't pay. Don't ask. Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Well,
Don't ask, don't tell. That's the type of guy I am. Don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble. Look, you know, I used to lay in Sefer Torah when years ago, before my shul, they used to get it, they had very old Sefer Torah. I would always, every week, I would bring the Sefer Torah to the Sofer. He was very annoyed with me. He told me, don't look. What you don't know is good for you. And the truth is, I found that I had a Rabelski, it's the same Rabelski, when he lanes, I heard him say this, I was shocked. He lanes every Shabbos, Rabelski, Rosh Hashanah Vadas. They have their very good Sefer Torah now, and there's no issue anymore, because they have now, over the years, they've got some beautiful new Sefer Torah. But I guess years ago they had old Sefer Torah in Tarvadas, so he told someone that he lanes with one eye. What you don't know is good for you. Look, because the truth is, the halacha is we pass can be like the Rambam. No, it's very hard, especially the old Sefer Torah. And there's no mistake in the Sefer Torah. 304,000 letters, and there's no spelling mistake before computers. There's no, they found 18% of the old Sefer Torah. Oh, wait, what was it? Only 18% were found to be without spelling mistakes. Before they had computers, they took the old Sefer Torah. Before there were computers, the computer started. They started using it in the 80s already, the late 80s already. They started checking. So they took out the old. That Gedolei Yisrael, we're talking about Sefer Torah. That who used the Sefer Torah? The Gedolei Yisrael. They made a bracha on the Sefer Torah, and they took out those Sefer Torah. There were spelling mistakes in the Sefer Torah. Someone showed a kesef with a kuf. With a kuf. Wow. And so the Sefer Torah is 100 years old. Okay, yeah, Nechalami. So what's the halacha? Is it bracha levatala?
Looking at what you expect to see, that's what you
know. Is it bracha levatala? Absolutely not. 100% not. It's not like tefillin. A Sefer Torah is not like tefillin. A Sefer Torah we paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins you don't need a kosher Sefer Torah for Kriya Satara. You don't even need a kosher Sefer Torah for Parsha Zohar, according to the Rambam. And we paskin like that, b'diavet, after the fact. This is a halacha. L'chatchila u'machmir, that if you know the Sefer Torah as a psul, so you do not use the Sefer Torah. But if after the fact, as far as we know, you don't know, as far as I know, the Sefer Torah is A-okay, it's okay, I don't know otherwise, and you learn from it, it's l'chatchila. If you find later on that there was a mistake in the Sefer Torah, there was a spelling mistake, you don't go read over the entire parasha. Because we paskin like the Rambam, that you don't need, it doesn't need to be perfect. That's the halacha, even for Parsha Zohar. So same thing. So what am I trying to tell you? How do I get into this conversation? Is that what you don't know is good for you. Okay?
So, you don't know if there's a couple of guys around the bend, you don't care?
It was a very big debate. Not everyone agreed that it was two rooms. Most people there felt that it was considered that the Tzuras HaPesach was not such. I don't know what the issues were, that it should be considered to be two different rooms. Oh, let's go further. So this is a very important halacha, because it's very common, as you mentioned, it's very common in office minyanim, and it's very common, unfortunately, in Beis Avel. It's very common in Beis Avel, you don't have 10 people in the same room. So what are the issues? So here we have Dalit, Shikum Shikol Asarag B'makon Echot. Practical halacha l'maisa. U'shliach tzibor imohem. Aval im miktsasam. So he's mentioning another issue, that sometimes the shliach tzibor is on a bima, on a platform. Right, some shuls, the Shliach Tzibur davens. What does Shliach Tzibur daven? It's a very big issue. It's a very big problem. They don't daven from the Amud, they daven from the Bima. Or sometimes they daven on a stage. So that's a very big problem, because the stage, if it's three tefachim off the ground, and has it can be a reshus to itself. So the Shliach Tzibur is not with you. Now, some shuls, they like to have, you know, the Mimamachim Kurot Sicha Hashem. They go down. Or they go up, so people can see them. Or there are shuls where the custom is, for whatever reason, they don't daven every single tefillah from the Amud. They daven some tefillahs from the Bima. You know shuls like that? Yeah. No, what?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
There are some shuls where on Shabbos Musaf, Shabbos Shachris, the Shliach Tzibur will daven on the Bima.
Friday night,
Kabbalah Shabbos is different, because that's not part of the Nusach HaTfilah. I'm talking about Musaf. I'm talking about Shachris. They daven from the Bima. You ever see a shul like that? I did a shul like that. They down from the bima. Why? Because people can hear the women's section, the center, the women's section. That's not the right thing to do, but it's not usur. And if a woman can't hear, it's a problem. So they. But if you have a bima where the bima is elevated, it's on a stage like this, right? You have a big problem. Because it's not so simple, it's a different rishus. It's a different domain. A different domain, the shliach tzibur is not together with the tzibur. The shliach tzibur is supposed to be just be a million in one room. Once you have a million in one room, so where you can answer whatever you want to answer. If I'm on the bima, I'm answering, right? I'm answering on the bima. I know in some yeshivas, there was a very, they have debates, you know, in some yeshivas, if you're on the rum, there's no seats. It's packed. So they have a debate, should we put people on the bima and on the stage? Seats. So if I'm on the bima, I'm diving on the bima, on the bench, right? It's not part of the shul. So what? No worse than the women's section, but not for the shliach tzibur, because the shliach tzibur has to be in the rishos. Now the proof is obviously it's not an issue. Why is it not? We're supposed to prove it's not an issue because kriyas haTorah is done on the bima, and the bima is elevated. It's a rishos to itself. You never heard anyone complaining. You don't have 10 people on the bima. Right, and Kriyas Torah is the same exact thing. Right, that was the Makar.
But he had it.
He had 10 people with him. He had 12 people with him. And the Ralbag there says, why do you have 12 people with him? Because since he's learning the Torah, he wanted to be 12. He wanted to be a minyan in the Rishus where he was learning from. But we don't do this today. Today we have elevated bimos all over the place. Even like this qualifies. This is more than 3 tochim off the ground. There's even a wall around it. There go golden bells and Eretz Yisrael bells. The biman bells. That's mamash a stage. And Eretz Yisrael, the big bells of base manager in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a tourist attraction. The bima, I never saw such a bima. You have to like walk up a flight of steps to get to the bima. It's a major, major league bima. It's a rishus to itself. You never heard anyone have a shy. Oh, you have to have 10 people there. So it has to be like by Ezra. You don't hit shots. Obviously, it's not an issue. But we're dealing with two different rooms. When you want to make the minion itself, that he says you have to be very careful. They do not join together two different rooms. It's like you have the women's section. Even if the door is open, we're discussing a case where you cannot see each other. Okay, that's what the Be'er Halacha says. The Be'er Halacha says, whether you cannot see each other through the door, then afilu b'diyev no good. V'afilu marayv ha'imah b'vesak neses, v'amit b'er b'azar b'lshlof n'vesak neses, inam z'gorm achar harayv l'tzof yimoyim. V'afilu ha'im dem ala skuba, even if you're in the threshold, I'm standing in the threshold, it's also no good. V'sech ha'pesach minu agaf l'chutz, if you were to close the door, where would you be? On which side of the door would you be? If you were to close the door, you would be on the back side. Tahaynu kishasreg nesadel l'stim z'makam z'luchutz al pi shato ha-pesach basuach mikol makam nodun k'luchutz. It's no good. And therefore, it appears from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even if you see, because you're in the door, you can see the people, right? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to be very, very machmir. He seems to think, even if you can see each other, because if you're in the room, you can see each other, it's not good. You need 10 people in the same room. Then the Mishnah Berurah is much more lenient. If you can see each other, you're okay with the Evet. The Chol Zos lenient Seraph Liatsara. Aval im hayu kanas. Once you've already made it to akanasara, the oimim kadusha baruch kadusha oz kol hashme kolam yocholamis imochem. Then you have no problem. Everything is okay. Afilu kama batim mafsigim imimivi. Very, very far away. Railroad apartment. You're all the way at the end, and there are 10 apartments in between, and you can hear them say kadusha kadusha. No problem. You're in business. Ki afilu mechita shel barzel. There is one condition. If where you are davening, in between where you're davening, there is tsoa, waste, excrement, or avodah zara, sometimes even at Salem, according to some opinions, that Salem has a status, halach levayis of avodah zara.
What is that?
Cross. Shasi ve'erif. So there's a question among the poskim if a cross has the status of a avodah zara, or it's just a symbol. It's no big deal. Could be enough people halacha if there's a cross in between where you're hearing the kedusha from, like you have like in a college or some type of public at a hospital, you want to make a minyan and you want to answer kedusha, and out in the hall there is some type of cross. I think most people say it's not. Not only the ones that were those that they're worn by the priests, by the priests, only those are mamash avodah zara. But those stam a cross is not an avodah zara. Oh, right.
The difference is a simple cross.
Yeah.
And then there's a crucifix.
An image. Yashkan. So it could be that's the difference. It could be the different opinions. So then that is a hefsik. And if there's a minion there, and in between where the minion is, the dirty diapers, right, there's a minion going on in that room. Let's say it's a base oval. And they're davening in the room. And someone in one of the bedrooms wants to answer Kedusha. And in between the bedroom and where they're davening, there are dirty diapers. There's a diaper station. So you can't, because that room of the dirty diapers is a hefsek between where you want to answer Kedusha to, even though there's no smell. Where I am right now, I don't smell anything. It's clean. My room is clean. Out there in the living room is where they're davening. But in between where I am and the room in between, there is dirty diapers. I'm not allowed to answer Kedusha Kaddish because my prayer has to cross over, so to speak, into that domain, and there is some type of imaginary barrier, being that there is Tzoa or Avodah Zarah in between. Okay, yeah.
I've had occasion to come to a simcha or something, and you drive into something else. Come to the shul, and you can look inside, and you see they're holding a kedusha.
Yeah, you could answer with them.
You don't want to go in.
Yeah.
You know, you're embarrassed, or it's crowded.
Yeah.
So you're outside.
You can answer. You can answer. If you want, you can answer. If you want. If you don't want, you don't have to. But if the chiddush is that if you want, you can. It's not a chiddush that you don't have to. That's pasha, you don't have to. But the chiddush, if you want, you can answer. Okay, we'll stop here.